Connie Phillips is the executive director of the Alberta Beekeepers Commission. She joins us on the line today. Connie, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I ask as an icebreaker, how are things at the commission?
Things at the commission are always busy. We're in kind of a transition season where our technology transfer program team are getting ready to go out in the field and start their colony health monitoring. And we're just regrouping in the office and getting focused on government-y things like providing information to the next policy framework discussions.
As far as production is concerned here, Connie, things have been down a little bit from what I understand as far as production over the last few years. I guess the biggest question is how optimistic is the commission as far as production this year, especially with the weird winter that we've had?
Well, that's a great question. I think with the weird winter, we're so early in the year, and I'm assuming you're talking about honey production. But
yeah.
With the weird winter and as early as it is in the season, it might be a bit preliminary to begin talking about honey production. That I think everyone, usually beekeepers come out of the season and with bees looking good and hopefully the right weather and we get flowers blooming soon, it creates a lot of optimism for a good honey flow this year.
On that topic, Connie, has the lack of really cold weather and, well, especially up here in the Northwest, the abundance of snow, has it helped possibly improve things going into 2026?
Well, with the abundance of snow, if we start there, I would say there's, because it's been so dry up north where you are, mm-hmm. having all the snow on the ground and still on the ground could be very helpful. It should bode well for crop production. But that is, of course, contingent on how fast it melts. So despite the fact I'm not really happy that it's not very warm outside, having the snow melt a little slower is better because it gives it more of a chance to help the water table and get the water where it needs to be rather than just creating lakes and floods. So that creates a bit of optimistic with the slow melt. And that should definitely help with the production of the field crops that the bees rely on for forage.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up here with the fact that the calendar is already set to turn to May and we've still got snow on the ground. Is this going to help, with the pollination that needs to be done by the bees?
Well, I think that, I don't know what the temperature is where you are. You did mention the sun was out, but and it's so windy where I am, kind of right in the middle of the province around Edmonton. It's cold enough that I think the bees won't come out. But on those days like we had last week where it was quite warm over the weekend and I guess earlier in this week, there were a lot of bees out looking for things to eat and forage on. But there's not a lot out right now. So we have to wait till those things start to bloom. And, of course, the cold weather doesn't really help that either, but some of the early flowering forage opportunities for bees would include dandelion and some flowering shrubs and willows and things like that. As soon as those start to bloom, the bees will be super happy. And then we just see this transition from one type of forage crop for the bees to another. So we get to about the middle of the summer where the canola is blooming, which is their favorite. And I think jumping back to the topic of moisture, having additional moisture in the field will help the canola this year, where it was pretty sketchy for the last few years in the Peace region for good bloom on canola. And so the bees were having to work a lot harder to find other crops to forage on to produce honey.
Do you think it might produce the weather that is, and maybe a lack of wildfire and a little bit of a dent in the drought, so to speak? Could it help with a healthy bee population going into 2026?
Well, it could definitely. And I'm sure, as you know, because you've been doing this for many years, there are a lot of factors that affect bee health and ability to forage, not ability to forage, but there's smoke from fires, as you mentioned. They won't go out and work as hard, but if with the extra moisture, if the crops are better, less forest fires, all of those things could combine to make this overall a better season for bees and honey production.
I'm guessing that the bottom line here, Connie, is the fact that, well, we just need to have everybody on the same page. Most importantly, Mother Nature, is it not?
Well, that is true, and we have and yes, Mother Nature is key to all of this. There's seven or eight factors that affect bee health, but Mother Nature is a key component of that.
Let's keep our fingers crossed, shall we? That 2026 creates quite a buzz, okay?
I'm doing that. I hope you are too.
I really appreciate this. Connie Phillips is the Executive Director of the Alberta Beekeepers Commission. Connie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.